Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is a day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice, and we shall rejoice, and we must rejoice and be glad in it. For God is good and greatly to be praised. So we lift up the name of Jesus this morning, thanking God for his son, thanking God for his grace, thanking God for his love for each and every one of us. For he woke us up this morning and gave us a what? He gave us a do-over. So I pray that your day today is better than your yesterday. Father God in heaven, we come to you this morning thanking you for a new day. Thanking you for your grace and your mercy toward each and every one of us, giving us an opportunity for a do-over. And I pray today is better than yesterday, Lord God. I ask you, Father God, to increase as we decrease. Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart simple in your holy and divine sight. For you, Lord God, are my strength and redeemer. You are my father. You are my friend. You are my everything, Lord God. And I thank you for going before me, for going before my children, for protecting them as they drive the highways and byways, oh God, for giving them knowledge and understanding as they take examinations and tests on their jobs. Father God, I thank you in advance for the great news of all things working for the good and the good of those that love you, Father God, and keep your commandments. Lord God, give us insight, give us understanding, that we follow your statutes, that we do as you say do, and that we do as the Lord Jesus said, to love you, Father God, with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our strength. And Lord God, to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Help us to love each other, Lord God. Help us to change the atmosphere on this planet with love, with hope in the future. Lord, remove the doom and the gloom. For we are your children, and all we are asked to do by you is to love you. Keep your steps. Keep your commandments. The charge that you gave us. Father God, help us to do what we're asked to do and to do it well. For Lord, it is time for us to go to work for you. And to work as hard for you as we do for a job and a paycheck. We're working for you. It's about our soul and salvation. Guide us, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Believing and trusting that all things are working for our good, because we know who our daddy is, and we trust and believe in him. And it's in the name of the Master Savior, my Lord and Savior, the love of my life, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Whew, I love you, Jesus, more than anything. Because when you love the Savior, you love the Father. Hallelujah. We love our Father, and we love our Savior, Jesus Christ. Thanking God for a new day. Hey, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You got to do over. I got to do over, and I'm grateful for it. Because somebody did not get one today. As I was getting ready to start the show this morning, a note came over my phone about a car crash. Some young women were killed today in a car crash. It is so sad. It's your heart. When you see children dying, when you see so much going on, We got to pray. We got to pray for our nation. We got to pray for all things because God is in charge. I mean, an article came over that a girl was in her house. The house was picked up and moved, and she survived. Talk about God. House picked up by a tornado and moved to the other side of the street, and she survived. We got to understand that God is in charge of everything. In your life and watch him work and do all that he says he will do. So let's get started in our word this morning. And I am so thankful that God, the word that God gave us is this. Love the Lord and keep his commandments. Can y'all say that with me? I'm going to love the Lord and keep his commandments. And the word of God says in Deuteronomy chapter 11. And today is Old Testament Friday. So we will have Deuteronomy 11 through 16. So Deuteronomy 11 through 16, verse 22 is what we will be reading today. And life lessons and any questions will all be at the end of our Bible reading this morning. So please join me in Deuteronomy chapter 11. And I am going to be coming today out of my Rainbow Bible, which I absolutely love. And the Rainbow Bible is a Bible that is a Holman Bible. It is a, let me get this right. NIV. So we will be NIV today, Holman's Rainbow Bible. And when we talk about Rainbow Bible, in the Bible that I have, it's all highlighted. And it's highlighted in discipleship, outreach, God, salvation, love, commandments, family, faith, prophecy, evil, in the different categories of the Rainbow Bible. And we're going to just start with discipleship and the title of our lesson this morning. Love the Lord your God and keep his requirements, his decrees, his laws, and his commandments always. Remember today that your children were not the ones who saw and experienced the discipline of the Lord your God. His majesty, his mighty hand, his outstretched arm, the signs he performed and the things he did in the heart of Egypt, both to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and to his whole country. What he did to the Egyptian army, to its horses and chariots, how he overwhelmed them with the waters of the Red Sea as they were pursuing you, and how the Lord brought lasting ruin on them. It was not your children who saw what he did, but you in the wilderness until you arrived at this place. And what he did to Dathan and Abiram, sons of Eliab, the Reubenites, when the earth opened the mouth right in the middle of all Israel and swallowed them up with their households, their tents, and every living thing that belonged to them. But it was your own eyes that saw all these great things the Lord has done. Observe, therefore, all the commands I am giving you today, so that you may have the strength to go in and take over the land that you are crossing the Jordan to possess, and so that you may live long in the land the Lord swore to your ancestors to give to them and to their descendants a land flowing with milk and honey. The land you are entering to take over is not like the land of Egypt from which you have come, where you planted your seed and irrigated it by foot as in a vegetable garden. But the land you are crossing the Jordan to take possession of is a land of mountains and valleys that drinks the rain from heaven. It is a land the Lord your God cares for. The eyes of the Lord your God are continually on it from the beginning of the year to its end. So if you faithfully obey commandments I'm giving you today to love the Lord your God and serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, then I will send rain on your land in its season, both autumn and spring rain, so that you may gather in your grain, new wine and olive oil. I will provide grass in the field for your cattle, and you will eat and be satisfied. Be careful, or you will be enticed to turn away and worship other gods and bow down to them. Then the Lord's anger will burn against you, and he will shut up the heavens so that it will not rain, and the ground will yield no produce, and you will soon perish from the good land the Lord is giving you. Fix these words of mine in your hearts and minds. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your forehead. Teach them to your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk around the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Write them on the door frames of the houses and on your gates, so that your days and the days of your children may be many in the land the Lord swore to give your ancestors, as many as the days that the heavens are above the earth. If you carefully observe all these commands I'm giving you to follow, to love the Lord your God, to walk in obedience to him, and to hold fast to him, then the Lord will drive out all these nations before you, and you will dispossess nations larger and stronger than you. Every place where you set your foot will be yours. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon, and from the Euphrates River to the Mediterranean Sea. No one will be able to stand against you. The Lord your God, as he promised, you will put the terror and the fear of you on the whole land wherever you go. I am setting before you today a blessing and a curse. The blessing, if you obey the commands of the Lord your God that I am giving you today. The curse, if you disobey the commands of the Lord your God and turn from the way that I command you today by following other gods which you have not known. When the Lord your God has brought you into the land you are entering to possess, you are to proclaim on Mount Gerizim the blessings and on Mount Ebal the curses. And you know these mountains are across the Jordan westward toward the setting sun near the great trees of Moriah, in the territory of those Canaanites living in the Arabah, in the vicinity of Gilgal. You are about to cross the Jordan to enter and take possession of the land the Lord your God is giving you. When you are taking it over and are living there, be sure that you obey all the decrees and laws I am setting before you today. Moses didn't play. Did not play. You said what God said, and that was it. You had an opportunity and you had a choice to do what you know was right and just follow. Love the Lord and follow his commands. Chapter 12 of the book of Deuteronomy, and it says this: these are the decrees and laws you must be careful to follow in the land that the Lord, the God of your ancestors, has given you to possess. as long as you live in the land. Destroy completely all the places on the high mountains, on the hills, and under every spreading tree, where the nations you are dispossessing worship their gods. Break down their altars, smash their sacred stones, and burn their Asherah poles in the fire. Cut down the idols of their gods and wipe out their names from these places. You must not worship the Lord your God in their way, but you are to seek the place the Lord your God will choose from among all your tribes to put his name there for his dwelling. To that place you must go. There bring your burnt offerings and sacrifices, your tithes and special gifts that you have vowed to give, and your freewill offerings, firstborn of your herds and flocks. There in the presence of the Lord your God, you and your family shall eat, oh, hallelujah, and shall rejoice in everything you have put your hand to, because the Lord your God has blessed you. You are not to do as we do today, everyone doing as they see fit. We all know that's sin. I'm going to say it again because you hear this all the time. I'm going to do me. I'm doing me. It's all about me. I'm in charge of my life. It's me. It's all about me too. Me this, me that, me. But what does it say? You are not to do as we do here today. Everyone doing as they see fit. That's the problem. Everyone wants to do what they see fit, even if it's not right. We got to do what thus says the Lord. And then it goes on to tell us in verse 9, that you have not yet reached a resting place and the inheritance the Lord your God is giving you, but you will cross the Jordan and settle in the land the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance. And he will give you rest from all your enemies around you so that you will live in safety. Then to the place the Lord your God will choose as a dwelling for his name. There you are to bring everything I command you, your burnt offerings and sacrifices, your tithes and special gifts, and all the choice possessions you have vowed to the Lord. And there rejoice before the Lord your God, you, your sons and daughters, your male and female servants, and the Levites from your town, who have no allotment or inheritance of their own. Be careful not to sacrifice your burnt offerings anywhere you please. Offer them only at the place of the Lord will choose, in one of your tribes, and there observe everything I command you. Nevertheless, you may slaughter your animals in any of your towns and eat as much of the meat as you want, as if it were gazelle or deer, according to the blessing the Lord your God gives you. Both the ceremonially unclean and the clean may eat it, but you must not eat the blood poured or out on the ground like water. You must not eat in your own town the tithe of your grain, and new wine and olive oil, or the firstborn of your herd and flock, or whatever you are about to give, or your freewill offerings as special gifts. Instead, you are to eat them in the place of the Lord your God, at the place the Lord your God will choose. You, your sons and daughters, you may your male and female servants and Levites from your towns, and you are to rejoice before the Lord your God in everything you put your hand to. Be careful not to neglect the Levites as long as you live in your land. When the Lord your God has enlarged your territory, as he promised, you crave meat and say, I would like some meat, and you may eat as much of it as you want. If the place where the Lord your God chooses to put his name is too far away from you, you may slaughter animals from the herds and flocks the Lord has given you, as I have commanded you. And in your own towns, you may eat as much of them as you want. Eat them as you would gazelle or deer. Both the ceremonially unclean and the clean may eat, but he shall do, but be sure you do not eat the blood, because the blood is the life, and you must not eat the life with the meat. You must not eat the blood poured out on the ground like water. Do not eat it so that it may go well with you and your children after you, because you will be doing what is right in the eyes of the Lord. So in other words, don't eat rare meat. I want my steak rare. No, you're not supposed to eat that. It is told to us in the Word of God what we shall and shall not eat. It is told to us to observe what the Lord said is right. And I'm going to go over to King James and read this one more time, starting at verse 23. Actually, start at verse 22. Just as the gazelle and the deer are eaten, so you may eat them. The unclean and the clean alike may eat them. Only be sure that you do not eat the blood, for the blood is the life. You may not eat the life with the meat. You shall not eat it. You shall pour it out on the earth like water. You shall not eat it, that it may go well with you and your children after you, when you do what is right in the sight of the Lord. Only the holy things which you have in your vowed offerings you shall take, and go to the place which the Lord chooses, and you shall offer your burnt offering, the meat and the blood, on the altar of the Lord your God. And the blood of your sacrifice shall be poured out on the altar of the Lord your God, and you shall eat the meat. Observe and obey all these words which I command you, that it may go well with you and your children after you forever, when you do what is good and right in the sight of the Lord your God. When the Lord your God cuts off from before you the nations which you go to dispossess, and you displace them and dwell in their land, take heed to yourself that you are not ensnared to follow them after they are destroyed from before you, and that you do not inquire after their God, says, how did these nations serve their gods? I also will do likewise. You shall not worship the Lord your God in that way, but every abomination to the Lord, which he hates, they have done to their gods. But they burn their sons and daughters in the fire of their gods. Whatever I command you, be careful to observe it. You shall not add to it, nor take away from it. Whew. The word of God is clear. We shall not add to it, and we shall not take away from it. As we continue, idolaters must be stoned to death, because God does not want them out there doing stuff that they shouldn't do. Because when you have idolaters, they bring all the dirt and all the grime and all the things that are not like God with them, and then it corrupts folks to do what they do. Gotta be careful. Thou shalt not have any other God before me. And that is the God of self. We can have some around that. And you can worship that. Well, I'm going to wear this. I'm going to do this. I'm everything before God. We can't put anything before God. What you will eat, what you will wear. God took these people through 40 years, and the clothes didn't wear out, and the shoes didn't either, and their feet did not hurt. So why do you think God will not provide for you what you need? Idolaters must be stoned to death. God didn't play, and Moses didn't either. And he's going to tell you, now listen to this. If a prophet or one who foretells by dreams appears among you and announces to you a sign or wonder, and if the sign or wonder spoken of takes place, and the prophet says, let us follow other gods, gods you have not known, and let us worship them, you must not listen to the words of that prophet or dreamer. The Lord your God is testing you to find out whether you love him with all your heart and with all your soul. It is the Lord your God you must follow, and him you must revere. Keep his commands and obey him. serve him and hold fast to him. That prophet or dreamer must be put to death for inciting rebellion against the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt and redeemed you from the land of slavery. That prophet or dreamer tried to turn you from the way the Lord your God commanded you to follow. You must purge the evil from among you. If your very own brother or your son or daughter or the wife you love or your closest friend secretly entices you, saying, let us go and worship other gods, gods that neither you nor your ancestors have known, gods of the peoples around you, whether near or far, from one end of the land to the other, do not yield to them or listen to them. Show them no pity. Do not spare them or shear them. You must certainly put them to death. Your hand must be the first in putting them to death, and then the heads of all the people. Stone them to death because they tried to turn you away from the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. Then all Israel will hear and be afraid, and no one among you will do such evil things again. And you think, man, that's harsh. But in that day, in that time, they had to do what they had to do. We got to not follow in footsteps of those that want to do wrong. If somebody said, oh, let's go get a psychic reading. No, I'm not getting a psychic reading. No, I'm not doing that. You know, when I was younger, you know, you didn't know any better. You did stupid stuff like that. You know, oh, I'm a Pisces. Oh, I'm an Aries. Oh, I'm a Libra. Oh, I'm Gemini, whatever. All that foolishness. No, not ever again. You know, we got to understand we have to be careful. There's a snare around every corner waiting to grab you and pull you off of your square, ready and willing to take you out of the light and pull you into darkness. We have to be careful every day. Watch as well as pray that we don't fall into the snares of the enemy, because he's always willing and waiting to grab you and hold tight that you will never be able to escape his evil. We got to be careful. Talk to your children. Tell them the statute. Let them know what thus says the Lord. Verse 12. And this evil here. If you hear it said about one of the towns of the Lord your God is giving you to live in, that troublemakers have arisen among you and have led the people of their own town astray, saying, let us go and worship other gods, gods you have not known, then you must inquire, probe, and investigate it thoroughly. And if it is true, and it has been proved that this detestable thing has been done among you, you must certainly put to the sword all who live in that town. You must destroy it completely, both its people and its livestock. You are to gather all the plunder of the town into the middle of the public square and completely burn the town and all its plunder as a whole burnt offering to the Lord your God. That town is to remain a ruin forever, never to be rebuilt. And none of the condemned things are to be found in your hands. Then the Lord will turn from his fierce anger, will show you mercy, and will have compassion on you. He will increase your numbers, as he promised, and oath to your ancestors, because you obey the Lord your God by keeping all his commands that I am giving you today and doing what is right in his eyes. Love God and keep his commandments, clean and unclean food. And this is where many, you know, you call them religions or faith or whatever, different ideologies follow this. I know I have friends that are Jewish and that are Hebrew Israelites, and they follow this to the T. They don't eat that. They will not eat that. Don't try to entice them to eat stuff. You know, we all have had our moments. I don't think anymore that I used to eat. because I followed the word of God, and I can tell you something. When I quit eating certain foods, my body felt better. My skin looked better. My joints felt better. So I say, this is not so off the wall that you're like, oh, I'm going to have my stick of that. Just listen. It's between you and God what you eat. As Jesus said in that sideshow, Peter, that nothing is unclean once we got to Jesus. Because it is not what goes in your mouth comes out. Of your body, let's put it that way, that becomes unclean. So let's go through the word of God and see what is clean and unclean food. And it says this, you are the children of the Lord your God. Do not cut yourselves or shave the front of your head for the dead. And I'm just be honest. I didn't know all of this. And I didn't feel I was doing it for the dead. I thought I was doing it for myself. But when my husband died some years ago, I cut pretty much all my hair out. My hair was probably a good 3 inches long. But what I did was I cut all of the chemicals out because I had been getting perms for years. And I decided I was going natural. And so I cut all my hair off. It just happens that I did it after my husband died. And it says in the word, do not cut yourselves or shave the front of your head. But I did. I didn't shave the front of my head. I shaved all of my hair. Every drop of it came out that was permed. And then I went totally natural. And I have been natural ever since. And I have no regrets that I cut my hair off because I got all those chemicals out of my hair. I feel better. My hair is a lot healthier. And so I went back to the way I grew up with a press and curls. I want to keep it straight. And it's actually straighter than when I was getting it burned. So I tell you, God has given us natural hair for a purpose and reason. So I don't do it. I don't cut my hair anymore. Rid of all that stuff that was not like God. I had an epiphany. But it was not necessarily because my husband died. It was because I had to get rid of some stuff. And all those chemicals was one of the first things I got rid of. And it goes on to tell us, for you are a people holy to the Lord your God. Out of all the people on the face of the earth, the Lord has chosen you to be his treasured possession. Do not eat any detestable things that are the animals you may eat. These are the animals you may eat. The ox, the sheep, the goat, the deer, the gazelle, the roe deer, the wild goat, the ibis, the antelope, and the mountain sheep. You may eat any animal that has a divided hoof and that chews the curd. However, of those that chew the curd or that have a divided hoof, you may not eat the camel, the rabbit, the hare. Although they chew the curd, they do not have a divided hoof. They are ceremoniously unclean for you. We're not supposed to be having that rabbit stew, y'all. No rabbits. No camels. I don't know if people eat camel anyway, but I know folks used to eat rabbits. Yeah. And it goes on to say, the pig is also unclean. Although it has a divided hoof, it does not chew the curd. You are not to eat their meat or touch their carcasses. Bam. And we know, I'm just going to be honest, sister girl here was a bacon-loving, crazy woman. I loved bacon. I ate bacon morning, noon, and night. Loved it. loves having bacon on everything. Bacon, eggs, and cheese. Bacon and cheese sandwich. Bacon, lettuce, and tomato was my jam. Loved it. Loved it, loved it. Had to take medicine for cholesterol. Then cholesterol sky. Quit eating pork. Stop eating a whole lot of meat, period. Cholesterol. Yeah. Recently started eating too many sweets. You know that's what I was doing. Cholesterol started trying to edge up. Giving up the sweets again. Because I don't want to die young because I didn't do what the Word of God said. And I didn't do what was right for my body. Our bodies are temples of God and we need to treat it as such. And then God tells us what we can and can't have. And then it says, of all the creatures living in the waters, you may eat any that has fins and scales. But anything that does not have fins and scales, you may not eat. For you, it is unclean. You may eat any clean bird, but these you may not eat. The eagle, the vulture, the black vulture, the red kite, the black kite, and any kind of falcon, any kind of raven. The horned owl, the screech owl, the gull, any kind of hawk, the little owl, the great owl, the white owl, the desert owl, the osprey, the cork, the cormorant, the stork, and any kind of heron, the hoopoe, and the bat. All flying insects are unclean to you. Do not eat them. But any winged creature that is clean, you may eat. In other words, you can have, even though it just kind of grosses me out, but you can have locusts, which means you can have, I just can leave it at locusts. Because that's what John ate. He ate locusts and hunting. John the Baptist did. So you can have bugs. You got to be careful what bug you're eating. And it says, do not eat anything you find already dead. You may give it to the foreigner residing in any of your towns, and they may eat it, or you may sell it to any other foreigner. But you are a people holy to the Lord your God. Do not touch a young goat in his mother's milk. And now this thing that, you know, you have folks that have it losing their minds about tithing. We got to tithe. And it says it's tithing. Be sure to set aside a tenth. And this is from Deuteronomy. This is not a Malachi word. This is back in the day with Moses kind of word. When God was giving us commandment kind of word. Tithing has always been there. Be sure to set aside a tenth of all that your fields produce each year. Eat the tithe of your grain, new wine, and olive oil, and the firstborn of your herds and flocks in the presence of the Lord your God, at the place he will choose as a dwelling for his name, so that you may learn to revere the Lord your God always. But if that place is too distant and you have been blessed by the Lord your God and cannot carry your tithe because the place where the Lord will choose to put his name is too far away, then exchange your tithe for silver and take the silver with you and go to the place the Lord your God will choose. Use the silver to buy whatever you like, cattle, sheep, wine, or other fermented drink, or anything you wish, and you and your household shall eat there in the presence of the Lord your God and rejoice. And do not neglect the Levites living in your towns, for they have no allotment or inheritance of their own. At the end of every 3 years, bring all the tithes of that year, produce and store it in your town, so that the Levites who have no allotment or inheritance of their own, and the foreigners, the fatherless, and the widows who live in your towns may come and eat and be satisfied, so that the Lord your God may bless you in all the work of your hands. 7 years. I wish they would do that now. At the end of every 7 years, you must cancel debt. This is how it is to be done. Every creditor shall cancel any loan they have made to a fellow Israelite. They shall not require payment from anyone among their own people, because the Lord's time for canceling debts has been proclaimed. You may require payment from a foreigner, but you must cancel any debt your fellow Israelite owes you. However, there need be no poor people among you, for in the land the Lord your God is giving you to possess as your inheritance, he will richly bless you. If only you fully obey the Lord your God and are careful to follow all these commands I'm giving you today. For the Lord your God will bless you as he has promised and will lend to many nations, but will borrow from none. You will rule over many nations, but none will rule over you. If anyone is poor among you, your fellow Israelites, in any of the towns of the land the Lord your God is giving you, do not be hard-hearted or tight-fisted toward them, rather be open-handed and freely lend them whatever they need. Be careful not to harbor this wicked thought. The seventh year, the year for canceling debt, is near, so that you do not show ill will toward the needy among your fellow Israelites and give them nothing. They may then appeal to the Lord against you, and you will be found guilty of sin. Give generously to them, and do so without a grudging heart. Then because of this, the Lord your God will bless you in all your work and in everything you put your hand to. There will always be poor people in the land. Therefore, I command you to be open-handed towards your fellow Israelites who are poor and needy in your land. Bring Hebrew servants. If any of your people, Hebrew men or women, sell themselves to you and serve you 6 years, in the seventh year you must let them go free. And when you release them, do not send them away empty-handed. Supply them liberally with your flock, your threshing floor, and your winepress. Give to them as the Lord your God has blessed you. Remember that you were slaves in Egypt and the Lord your God redeemed you. That is why I give you this command today. But if your servant says to you, I do not want to leave you because he loves you and your family and is well off with you, then take an hour and push it through his earlobe into the door, and he will become your servant for life. Do the same for your female servant. Do not consider it a hardship to set your servant free, because their service to you these 6 years has been worth twice as much as that of a hired hand. And the Lord your God will bless you in everything you do. Sacrifice the firstborn animal. Set aside for the Lord your God every firstborn male of your herds and flocks. Do not put the firstborn of your cows to work, and do not shear the firstborn of your sheep. Each year you and your family are to eat them in the presence of the Lord your God at the place he will choose. If an animal has a defect, is lame or blind, or has any serious flaw, you must not sacrifice it to the Lord your God. You are to eat it in your own town. Both the ceremonially unclean and the clean may eat it as if it were gazelle or deer, but you must not eat the blood poured out on the ground like water. The Passover, chapter 16. Oh, actually, I have read. Oh, I think I'm supposed to read. No, I didn't. I have the 16th chapter for today. The Passover. Observe the month of Avis and celebrate the Passover of the Lord your God, because in the month of Avis he brought you out of Egypt by night. Sacrifice as the Passover to the Lord your God an animal from your flock or herd at the place the Lord will choose. The Lord will choose as a dwelling for his name. Do not eat it with bread made with yeast, but for 7 days eat unleavened bread and bread of affliction, because you left Egypt in haste, so that all the days of your life you may remember the time of your departure from Egypt. Let no yeast be found in your possession in all your land for 7 days. Do not let any of the meat you sacrifice on the evening of the first day remain until morning. You must not sacrifice the Passover in any town the Lord your God gives you, except in the place he will choose as a dwelling for his name. There you must sacrifice the Passover in the evening when the sun goes down on the anniversary of your departure from Egypt. Roast it and eat it at the place the Lord your God will choose. Then in the morning, return to your tent. For 6 days, eat unleavened bread, and on the seventh day, hold an assembly to the Lord your God and do no work. Festivals of weeks. Count off 7 weeks from the time you begin to put the sickle to the ground, grain. Then celebrate the festival of weeks to the Lord your God by giving a freewill offering in proportion to the blessings the Lord your God has given you. And rejoice before the Lord your God at the place he will choose as a dwelling for his name. You, your sons and daughters, your male and female servants, the Levites in your towns, and the foreigners, the fatherless, the widows living among you, remember that you were slaves in Egypt, and follow carefully these decrees. Festival of Tabernacles. Celebrate the Festival of Tabernacles for 7 days after you have gathered the produce of your threshing floor and your wine press. Be joyful at your festival. You, your sons and daughters, your male and female servants, and the Levites, the foreigners, the fatherless, the widows who live in your towns. For 7 days, celebrate the festival to the Lord your God at the place the Lord will choose. For the Lord your God will bless you in all your harvest and in all the work of your hands, and your joy will be complete. 3 times a year, all your men must appear before the Lord your God at the place he will choose, at the festival of unleavened bread, the festival of weeks, and the festival of tabernacles. No one shall appear before the Lord empty-handed. Each of you must bring a gift in proportion to the way the Lord your God has blessed you. Appoint judges and officials for each of your tribes in every town the Lord your God has given you, and they shall judge the people fairly. Do not prefer justice or show partiality. Do not accept a bribe, for a bribe blinds the eyes of the wise and twists the words of the innocent. Follow justice and justice alone, so that you may live and possess the land the Lord your God is giving you. And that is our Old Testament Deuteronomy word this morning. And as we get ready to go through some life lessons from Deuteronomy this morning, again, Sunday is New Testament, Psalm, and Proverbs. And in our word this morning, Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse 3, you shall not listen to the words of that prophet, that dreamer of dreams, for the Lord your God is testing you. Remember, God does test us. Are we going to follow God? Are we going to follow what somebody he says, she says, and boo boo them down the street is saying? Because we see it every day. Folks following after everything, everybody but God. And it says this, a miracle is no proof of God's involvement. Pharaoh's magicians reproduce some of God's ways, but similar things will happen in the future. The real test is, does it honor God? Whatever it is somebody's doing, is it honoring God or is it giving them grandizement? So watch as well as pray. Deuteronomy 15 and 11, the poor will never cease from the land. Therefore I command you, saying, you shall open your hand wide to your brother. But Moses and Jesus told us that the poor would always live among us. As children of a God who loves to give, the Lord instructs us and encourages us to give generously to the poor. He blesses us so that we might bless others. Therefore, we are always to remain generous. Always remain generous. Give to that person. When God says give, give, and give what you might have wanted for yourself. Because when you give with a heart that's just right, don't worry about what you're going to do. God's going to provide for you. He always does. Deuteronomy 16 and 17, every man should give as he is able according to the blessing of the Lord. In both the Old and New Testament, God instructs his people to give back to the Lord a proportionate amount as he blessed them. And no one ever. I'll give God. 2 Corinthians 8:12. You cannot give God. And that's for real. I cannot give God, and you cannot give God. We give what God has given us. We give it back with a clean heart and a righteous spirit within it. And that is my word for this morning. And before we go, a prayer and a word for my sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn. I got Sister Carolyn's word just before we were ending yesterday, so I missed that word, but I do have it for this morning. I have Sister Carolyn's word yesterday and today. And yesterday's word was this: stress and worry don't change anything, but you let it go and know that God will work it out. Boy, you have a thankful Thursday. That was a great word, too. And this morning, the safest place in the world to be is in the will of God. What do we say today? Have a fantastic Friday. Was to what? Love the Lord. Love God and follow his commandments. We got to love God and follow his commandments. Love the Lord and keep his commandments. That's the word for today. Love the Lord and commandments. We love God. I love God. You love God. We love God. So let's keep God's commandments today and always, for God is good and greatly to be praised. And this is our prayer for this morning, and the title is this: Not Helpless. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. 34th Psalm, verse 17, ESV. And our prayer, we have three this morning, is this: God, my help, there is no one in all the earth who is like you. You have delivered me from every trouble I have ever known. Even now, as I face the challenges of my life, I know that you are with me. You haven't left me yet, and you're not going to now. Your faithful love shows up time and again, delivering me from darkness into light. Sometimes when the dark night seems too long to take it, isn't until the light has come that I can see that you were there all along. Even when I thought I had lost all hope, you haven't given up on me, so I won't give up on you. I know that no matter what comes, I am not helpless because you are on my side. You are my great deliverer. I will not fear the outcome. Surround me with your love once again, Lord. It is my comfort and the peace I so desperately need. And the question for this morning is, what else do you need? Whatever it may be, give it to God, and he will bring you through. March the 26th, where this is our weekend word, and this is for tomorrow's word, and then a Sunday, we'll read Sunday's word in prayer. It says, with joy, and this is your tomorrow thought, with joy, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, we know that word. So say it with me. Tomorrow, will you have your tomorrow day? Rejoice. I have a funeral to go to, but I know in my whole heart that my friend, she's rejoicing with the Lord right now, but she loves God. And so I'm going to rejoice. I'm not going to be a sad, sad crying woman, because I know where she is. Hallelujah. She is in the presence of the Lord, rejoicing, shouting, and showing out with God, because she loved him like that. So with joy, I'm going to keep this prayer with me for tomorrow. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. God of my great joy, you are wonderful right here. Where my feet are planted is where I will jump for joy, because you are good. When I look at my life, I see the mark of your mercy all over it. Your delight over me fills me with courage, and I can't help but rejoice over your great love. When I thought I had lost the ability to feel joy, when the dark night stretched into a dark and the light of life felt like a distant memory, you led me out into an open space to rest. slowly as my heart opened to the light of your love, I felt the rays softening the heart. As my heart comes alive in you again, how could I not rejoice? I am so grateful that joy is not superficial. It reaches to the depths. It fills the deepest crevice of pain and flows into the cracks that seem too deep to reach. How good you are, oh faithful one. Ooh, I love that. That's a prayer for me. What joys are in your life right now? The joy of the Lord is our strength. And we should always, what does the word say? Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let's rejoice today in God. Thankful. And as Sister Carolyn said this morning, the safest place in the world to be is in the will of God. Let God cover you today. And remember, love the Lord and keep his commandments. That is all I have this morning. If there's anyone that has a word from God, now is the time the lines can be opened. Push the number one. And if not, we are wrapping it up because God has given us a great word today. I'm filled up, y'all, because I know that my daddy loves me and I love him too. God first, and know that everything is going to work for you good. It's going to work for you because you trust in the Lord. Be who you are for God and watch him work for you. Take care, family. It is a wrap, and as always, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from each other. In Jesus' name, I pray over you and yours. Have a blessed and wonderful weekend. Please join me on Sunday, God willing. We'll be back together 7 a.m. Central Standard Time with a word from the Lord from Psalm, Proverbs, and our New Testament word coming out of Luke. Thank you so much. Again, please keep my family in your prayers, especially my youngest son, who has to take a test today for his job. Pray that he passes with flying colors because he needs his job and he needs to see how mighty our God is. Because he prayed this morning, and I just want to see his prayer answered. I know that my daddy can do it. And we stand in agreement with Mark today that he will pass his exam. So thank you so much, family. Be blessed. It is, as we say, it's a wrap. It's time to do what? Go to work. Who do we work for? We work for God. Be blessed. It's a wrap.